the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hope this is okay. Ladies, can I talk to you for a moment?
Sure.
I want to talk to you about the need to wash hands regularly. It's very important for hygiene purposes.
That's correct.
Men have cleaner hands than women do.
Oh, I don't believe that for
and
a second.
This is what it says, according to a real study. And so, ladies, it's very important because bacteria can make you sick. It can get on doorknobs. It can get on computer keyboards. Just wash your hands regularly. That's all we're asking as men, is that you practice really good hygiene because it promotes, it keeps us off from getting colds.
What's this study?
It's really, it just says a study.
From where?
That's all I need. I don't need to know.
I think we need to
all
know.
All this stuff.
I'm speaking up for women. You're speaking
careful,
to us.
Be careful, ladies. Okay. We guys do much better at hygiene. We know it's important. Please take our lead on this.
No way.
And watch and just model yourselves after us and we'll all be healthier. You know, with the politics thing going on and the constant debate and stuff and things online and all that sort of stuff, it would really stick out if we treated our brothers and sisters. And I'm saying this as somebody who's a Christian. If I treated my brothers and sisters really respectfully, if I bent over backwards to treat them respectfully online, offline too.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if I could still debate the position. I could still say, yeah, I disagree with this. Here's why. But what do you, you know, I could be kind about it.
Mm-hmm.
It would stick out so much.
Yes.
If we were just that way to each other. Again, not even saying you have to agree. But that's the unity that Jesus actually pointed at that said, this is how they'll know you're mine. So we can be out there in a public space when we're discussing things and looking very different from the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have this incredible opportunity. And it's all about actually loving people. So you're not just a clanging cymbal, but it's that unity. He's pointing at it and going, that's how they'll know that you belong to me. Everybody's busy, right? I mean, everybody's got stuff going on. We've all got stuff going on. Well, this was just announced by the Spice Girls. Remember the Spice Girls?
Oh, I remember them,
They
yes.
were different spices.
Yes, they were.
And they just announced they're doing a comeback tour.
Are they?
And if you know anything about tours, if you've been around the music industry at all, it's a big hassle. Like,
it's difficult.
Just all the incredible logistics that go into it, just hassle after hassle.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, and I think, I don't know if you'll have my back on this, but I want to say to the Spice Girls.
Oh, I see where you're going, yeah.
Thank you, but
mm-hmm.
you don't need to do this.
Yeah, well, you would want to relieve them of the pressure.
That's a lot of pressure. It's a big hassle. Again, we got enough stuff going on. You don't, I know you. I want to take it off your plate.
That's sweet.
I think all of us feel like it's something you guys
don't feel burdened.
You don't have, no, no, it's okay.
Here's the thing. We're getting at the age now where everyone's making a comeback tour.
Yeah.
So is there anyone you would go see?
Man, a reunion.
A reunion tour where you're like, okay, that's a reunion I've been looking forward
to. Walk across the street.
$3 ticket, walk across the street.
$3 ticket, walk across the street.
Does that narrow
it
down for
you? Do I have to stand in a big
you?
Crowd? Can this be?
No, $3 ticket, walk across the street, golf cart.
I get to sit there in the golf cart
chair.
It's not a big crowd.
Right, yes.
He's still
thinking about it.
I probably, if somebody said, hey, Duran Duran's out there.
Okay. Across the street.
I'd be like, all right, I'd have to be like clear. Like I've had some free time or something. If I'm working on something, I'd be like, okay, well, let them know that.
I just love that there's a messenger to come to you and tell you, hey, Brent, Duran Duran's out there.
Hey, Duran Duran's out here. If you let me finish this game. It's time for an original song. Which is from the heart.
Yes.
It's about when someone asks you to go get coffee and then they're on their phone the whole time.
Oh, okay. Did this happen to you recently that
Mm-mm.
you feel like
no,
it didn't?
Nothing specific.
Nothing specific made you pick the guitar up and write a song.
It's called You Were On Your Phone the Whole Time.
Oh.
So it goes something like this. Here we go. I just wrote it
mm-hmm.
30 seconds ago. It's going to start like this, I think. You asked me to go get some coffee with you. Oh, thank you. I need friends, so thank you.
That's nice.
We went to Starbucks and sat down, and you asked me, how are you? Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. And then your phone lit up. Some text from somebody. And whoever it was clearly more important than me. Because you were on your phone the whole time.
That's
everybody
catchy, yeah.
Looking at your phone the whole time. And that's okay, but it's kind of weird. Yeah, I drove here and I'm watching you, watching your phone the whole time. And that's okay, why did you want me here? Well, I love phones, but don't get me wrong.
Yes.
Phones are so helpful when you want to phone someone. It's just that you asked me to meet you for coffee. And I listen to you, but as soon as I start talking about me, you get on your phone the whole time. Why?
Wow.
Yeah.
You sure that wasn't about anything specific?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't. Don't take it all personal. No. Yeah, so you get to a certain age and they trot out the musicians from your past. And we were just talking about this. Well, they announced the Spice Girls are doing a reunion tour. So certain people the same age are going to be, they're coming out.
They're coming back. Yes, they are.
So it was, I think, New Kids before them.
That's right.
Came back.
NSYNC.
NSYNC, did they? Yes.
Yeah, they did.
So from your age.
It was, it is, because they're touring now, is New Edition.
You said Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper also, yes.
So would you go, you asked me, would I go across the street? $3 ticket.
Would you walk across the street
to see New Edition?
I think you would. I would if there were friends over there and we were all going.
All right, but not just bands
me,
outside
just,
your house.
No, like, no, no. In fact, I'm going to yell out the window, hey, can you guys keep it down? Telephone man stuff.
Cool it now. If you would. My thing is with the bands they tried out from my thing from the 80s, like the Police were touring.
Okay.
I didn't want to go to that. I like them, but they hate each other. And they had said so. They said, I don't want to be a part of that. Like, come to our party we're throwing. We hate each other.
It's going to be tense.
It's going to be tense. I don't want that. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. That's a terrible way.
Yeah, everyone sits up and leans in when someone says that. Let me tell you something. What?
Let me grab my suspenders here. Lean back and tell you something right now.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say I'm really, really thankful. That's all. Just thankful that God is who he is and that he's good. And then he says, like, I see nations rise and fall and stuff. If you don't have that feeling like that he's in control, if you don't, not even a feeling, a conviction that I'm convinced of it intellectually, you would feel like, man, everything's up for grabs, because you wouldn't have that assurance. It's like a child that's left on his own out there in the street versus having parents that are saying, hey, we're taking care of you, we love you, and you don't know the big picture yet. Okay, so I'm just really thankful for that, because I think that makes all the difference. And you can see how anxiety increases the less we trust in who God really is. You know this, when people really get perspective, you know, and they step back and they've got a chance. Oh, hang on a second.
Oh, no.
It's me, Hannah.
What's that?
I'm having people talking to my headphones, telling me from the back newsroom.
Newsroom.
We have breaking animal news. That's what's happening here. We break in with animal news. When animal news breaks out, we break in with the animal news. It just broke out, yes. And I don't know exactly where this happened. I don't have a lot of details on this yet, but...
Well, ask them. You have your earpiece there back in the newsroom.
They're busy. You know, they have...
Yeah, yeah, they're too out busy there to get the details. I understand. Okay. Sure.
Anyway, it was at a Goodwill store in Texas.
Okay.
I like this a lot. I applaud this.
All right.
A live boa constrictor was discovered there. At the Goodwill store. This is exactly what I was talking about. I don't know if I inspired this or what, but I had floated this idea of, hey, if you want to get guys more involved in shopping,
yes,
release some sort of a wild animal into the store.
And then they have to get all the shopping done right before they're devoured or attacked by the animal.
I wanted to go to this Goodwill. I'm like, there's a boa constrictor there? That's now incredible.
Did these people at the Goodwill release it based on
Again, I don't
your
have
suggestion?
Any other details.
No other details other than
just
there was
a live
constrictor.
Boa constrictor was discovered at a Goodwill store. This is right in line with Snakersons, my idea for a grocery store that has snakes in it.
But we don't know if they heard that.
I don't know any. Look, I'm just throwing information out. This is the news where we just throw stuff out and we figure
it
out later.
You call it breaking.
That's right. Resentment and anger is everywhere in all of us. It's just how it works. Unfortunately, we want to grow up. Here's one antidote to resentment, I think, and that's gratitude. Be thankful for stuff. Look, I know this isn't popular to say, but I'm going to say it. We live like kings. Did you know that? I mean, think about it. We really do. We have better medical care than they did back in the Middle Ages, for instance. We have better food. We have servants of all kinds waiting on us. You're like, well, they had servants. We do too. Mm-hmm. Well, I cook at home most of the time. Yeah, most of the time. But okay, even then, you've got people working in the fields right now to pick things for you. Mm-hmm. You're paying it. But that's not the normal human existence. The normal human existence is you and I are out there doing it to provide for today. And that's it. But we have servants. We pay them to pick things and then to put them in freezers and to drive them to us. And sometimes they're completely prepared. I eat spinach. Somebody already washed it 3 times for me. I'm paying for it. Yeah, but that's what kings do. They have servants. They pay. And this is how things work. And we have so much to be thankful for. It's amazing. Just stop and think about it. And tell you what, it chases resentment out the window real fast. And anxiety too. Man, it is tough to be childlike. We're supposed to be childlike. I mean, Jesus, not childish. Childlike, like children, trusting God. Really hard to do that if you're a control freak. And I think here's even worse news. Like, I think we're all control freaks.
Yeah.
I mean, some of us have it worse than others, but we all want to know what's happening today, how things are going to unfold tomorrow, how to make plans. We want to make sure everything turns out just so and happens a certain way. And it's really, strangely enough, it's a mark of maturity of actually growing up to say, you know what? I don't know. I don't know. Only God knows how the rest of the day is going to go or tomorrow. And His plans for me are good. I'm actually not in control, He is, but His plans for me are actually good. Hope you had an enjoyable election day, whatever results. What?
I don't think so.
Okay, you're not supposed to say that.
No.
I'm not even talking about results at all.
Right. Just that the day overall was enjoyable, holiday.
Maybe you met some neighbors at the bowling place or whatever. People are generally, not always, but generally pretty nice there.
Generally,
wouldn't think so because the way it's online, right. And you go actually interact with humans, they're not quite what they are online.
True,
makes us terrible online. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking about this, like, here's the thing: if I rip somebody online, if I make fun of somebody online, I just totally let them have it. Like, I will tell myself, well, it's worth it because of the cause. Mm-hmm. I have this cause. I mean, I'm right, and I have some very deep convictions about some causes. Some of them aren't popular at all, and some of them maybe more so. I don't know, but like, look, I have some deep convictions about some causes, so I guess I can rip people. You know, that's what the religious leaders in Jesus' time thought too. Mm. That blows me away. It was always in the service of a good cause. Like, hey, we're defending the temple here, man. We're defending the old ways. We're defending the right thing. We're defending justice, and we're defending the truth. And Jesus said, you guys are missing it. You're missing it because you don't have love. So no, the cause doesn't make it okay for me to rip somebody into ribbons. I don't want to be this dark.
What is that supposed to mean?
It means
I'm incredibly offended by it. So.
I know. I noticed the way you started recording. I started said it, but I meant it.
You said it. I wanted it.
No, I was outside too much. Mm-hmm. And
when I came in, I was like, wow, he's gotten some sun there.
I think I look good, but it's not about looking good. It's about destroying my skin. I don't want to do that.
So you don't want to be dark.
I would like to be permanently dark. How's that help? But I don't want it to be the result of the destruction of my skin cells.
How's that help?
Does that help?
It's better.
There.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah, we went out and we got a beach cruiser bikes. My wife and I were in the Keys this weekend.
I saw that. Looks like you guys were having a good time.
It was great. It was for her big birthday, and we went out for a bike ride. Now, these are beach cruiser bikes, so they're just the one gear things like you had as a kid, and you just brake. You don't have hand brakes, just brake by putting the pedal back.
Mm-hmm.
And we went 40 miles.
Wow.
And in retrospect,
at what point are you like, there wasn't a point like at 20 that you were like, wait a minute.
There was at 20. Okay. We were like, hey, wait a second. Better turn around. Actually, it was just so beautiful. I mean, you're out on a bridge. You're surrounded on both sides by ocean.
It's awesome. You showed me a video. It was awesome.
It's just incredible. It's so beautiful. And we had such a good time. But I was accused at Dunkin' Donuts by the people who work there.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say it to my face. They said it to my wife when I went outside. Because she said something about, oh, I'm so tired.
Mm-hmm.
He drove you to do this, didn't he? And she's like, no. He's been nice. He's like, hey, let's stop for water. Let's stop for coffee, whatever you want. Well, I think he drove you to do this.
Oh, I've never known Dunkin' Donuts to be so divisive.
They were. But it all ends well because I was outside. You know the ibis birds? They're white, storky-looking birds. I really like them.
Okay.
But I was outside and I was feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were watching me while my wife was using the restroom. And when she came out, they had been watching me be kind to these birds. And they looked at her and then they gave her a look like,
You got a good man.
You got
there.
A good man. All That's what right. they did.
Yeah.
They good. Younger ladies were like, You got
you
a good
got
man.
Somebody there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. See?
It is. That's a happy ending.
Yeah.
It's like a Hallmark movie.
It really was. The Dunkin' Donuts romantic tale of redemption. It really was. It's beautiful what happened there.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.